Hello.
Hello.
Oh, fuck, I forgot the intro. Shit.
Do it again.
Do it again.
Okay, ready? Sup, bitches? I like that one.
That was my idea.
Came from this fucker.
Oh, was
fucker.
It?
Yeah. Another idea. She's full of them.
Full of ideas.
She has all of them. Every single idea. So, Candace Lim, we have a guest today.
We do.
Who is this bloody wanker?
Hi, my name's Dory.
Ew. Oh, wow, that actually sounded like Dory.
Thank you.
You would make a good voice character person.
I think so.
A voice actor. What are they called?
Don't know.
Are they just actors?
Yeah, I think
so. They just do voices? Yeah. Makes sense. Can you do it again?
Hi, my name's Dory.
Who are you really? Who are you?
Hi, my name's Sarah.
Good.
Okay, I have a rule. The giggling has to be at a minimum. It's too much.
And when you laugh, pull your face away
from the microphone. Yes. There we go.
Make a big double chin.
Yes, please. So who are you?
I am Sarah.
Yeah, you said that.
Yes. I am a coach here at Contessa.
You are. Our newest one.
Newbie.
New baby coach.
Baby coaches.
How long have you been coaching here for?
I've been doing foundations, sweat, since November last year, and then
has it been that long?
Yeah,
that's a year. Been a year.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck off. Yeah, remember I said to her, I was telling someone this morning, she had an idea. You were sitting beside me. She had an idea, and she was like, "Yeah, I think we should do this." And I was like, "You've been here for fucking 5 minutes, and you come in here telling us." And I was like, "How long have you been here for?" She's like, "Since November last year." I'm like, "That is a longer. That is longer than I thought." So that was very funny. Mm. It's gone. Time has flown.
Yeah.
Has it for you also?
So fast.
Yeah.
So fast. Mm. I remember counting down the 3 months and being like, they haven't fired me yet. I'm doing good.
Yeah. You remember on her 3 month probationary period, she was like, today's my 3 month. And I was like, what do you want, a fucking medal? Like, done.
I just want to know I'm not getting fired.
I think treat him mean, keep him keen is what we've done very well.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Always living in a bit of, you tell us, always living in a bit of fear. Nah, she knows she can fuck with us now.
Yeah.
I always live in fear though in my life, so I'm scared of a lot of things.
Such a good leader.
Follow in these footsteps.
Yeah. Makes you work hard.
Yeah, this is true. So tell us a bit about you. How long were you a member here before becoming a trainer here?
I think I'm coming up to my 3 year member anniversary.
So you're only here for 2 years. Fuck, felt like a long time. I think she had so many ideas as a member as well. So
I tried to keep those under wraps. So
yeah,
it didn't work very well.
No.
And I think also this is why I think it feels so long, because I was pregnant and now there's a new person in the world.
Oh yeah. Yeah, because you went through a entire pregnancy. So how did you – let's start from the very start.
Mm-hmm.
How did you join here? What happened?
I used to see Candace when
– You mean Candace used to see your vagina?
Yeah. Well, not at the start.
Not at the start.
No, okay.
At the start, I was just pregnant with Liam and I had girdle pain.
Yeah, like really bad pelvic pain.
Yeah.
So were you just general – not a general physio?
No, I was women's health then, but yeah, that pregnancy related stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she used to strap my back up and it felt really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was always the highlight of my weeks. So I'd always see her at the end of the week. So it was like Friday knockoff Sarah. And she was fucking crazy. She was the craziest pregnant person.
Nice.
And I remember a couple of months ago, she was going back through our messages and went back to the very first message we started sending each other when I was still treating her. And it was something about throwing a fry pan at John or something.
No, I threw potatoes down the hallway.
Something.
Yeah. You actually
did. But I have smashed a fry pan as well.
Oh.
The saucepan.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
She was nuts. Yeah. Like, just funny, like
up just, and down.
Yeah, emotional.
So emotional. And that was like from the minute I fell pregnant, I reckon. It was like, oh, I'm pregnant.
Something's not right. And were you the same with the second one?
Yes, but I think I was better at hiding it.
I was
just more at home.
Yeah. Fair enough. And so you saw Candace pre-pregnancy and then what?
And then...
saw a free vagina.
Yeah, well, I had my son Liam and everything was great. I felt like, oh my god, a few days after I didn't even feel like I had a baby, like everything was so good. And then
were you training three pregnancy?
Yeah,
exercising.
Yep.
Not
just,
CrossFit,
no, just at like a Globo gym.
Yep.
And then probably 5 weeks like postpartum, I started getting like a few not nice pelvic floor symptoms. So saw Candace again at 6 weeks, and we saw each other weekly.
Intimately.
For so long.
Maybe this is why I get sick of you, because I've known you for such a long time now.
A long time.
At such a intimately. Deep level. Yeah. Like, she's definitely been here more than 12 months. Definitely.
And I remember the exact moment I knew we were going to be friends, when I brought Liam in and he was wearing like this outfit. And I was like, he looks like that guy of 21 Jump Street. He's like, my name's Greg. Yeah. And I sent it to you and you were like, ah, that was so funny. I was like,
friends.
You just look at my vagina all the time. Yeah. And I pay you for it.
It's a good friendship.
It's an interesting relationship.
Yeah.
So then you went there and you saw her there for
a long time.
Yeah.
I was still seeing her now.
You had some pretty full-on pelvic floor stuff.
Yeah. Well, I've just, like, it's no secret, I have a prolapse, and I have, which has gotten worse with my second child, and then I've had, like, incontinence issues since then. So, yes. It's been fun. I didn't even know what a prolapse was until I had it.
Mm-hmm.
I had to Google it.
So would have she had it straight away after birth? After Liam?
Yeah, probably.
Mm.
And then she would have just got the symptoms.
Probably when she post, I don't know for sure, I can't really remember, but when she started going back to more activities, it possibly would have made itself more known, like putting more pressure through the area and stuff.
Yeah. Mm. So did anyone look at your vagina before, in between, like after birth and stuff? Did you know? Knew nothing? Yeah. No.
I didn't know anything.
I hope that stuff's slowly changing. I hope.
Yeah. Like, I had my 6 week like gynecology visit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I just feel a bit gross. And she was like, yep, you have a prolapse. You need to see Candace Lamb. That was it. It was like, close legs, go. I was like, I don't know what this means.
Mm. You're like, but I know who Candace Lamb is. Well, that's good. Okay. And then, what?
And then... So then I tried to go back to the gym that I was going to. Oh, so I had my son, suffered very bad postnatal anxiety, felt like I didn't want to leave the house a lot, cried a lot, like a lot.
Was this like not straight away because you said you felt great?
No, yeah, probably when like the sleep deprivation really hit in, probably like around the 3 month mark.
Yeah.
Did
anyone in your life know?
John knew.
Yeah.
I started seeing like a counselor, Eliza from Blackbird, and that helped a lot. That was probably around the 4 or 5 month mark. And then I tried to go back to the gym I was at, and there was a creche there, and I put Liam into the creche, and he cried so much that he vomited everywhere. And the mum guilt from it was awful. And I literally felt like I can never leave this child. Like, he depends on me for everything.
Wow. And so you didn't?
So I didn't. Mm. I used to just do, like, home workouts. I bought, like, a home workout thing, and I would do that in piles and piles of laundry stacked up around me.
Like crash mats.
Yeah. Yeah, so I did that. And then I was seeing Candace, and I was like, she was talking about Contessa, and I started following her on Instagram, and then started stalking you guys on Instagram. And then I remember the day we were going to a play group, and I called John and I was like, I'm ready. And he was like, for what? And I was like, I'm ready to do something for me now. And he was like, okay, cool, do it. And I was like, but it's going to cost this much money. And obviously I was on maternity leave, and he was like, I don't care. Like, you need to do it. You just have to be ready to do it. And then I booked in. Then you did free trials on a Thursday.
Free trial Thursday. Come on in. I don't have to see you. You just have to come to my class.
Yeah.
I don't have to talk to you. Yeah. I was tired.
And I got really bad gastro the night before. The whole family got so bad gastro.
Really?
And I was like, this is a sign. It wasn't a sign. I came the next Thursday and everything was great. I'm crazy.
People who believe in those signs. We should make that a question of the day. Do you believe, like, are you superstitious? Do you believe in those kinds of signs?
Yeah.
That would be a good question.
Would be.
Because I do not.
Neither do I.
Do you? You do. She obviously does. Do you like star signs as well? That's a yes.
Yeah. I don't follow the moon with it, but I think that.
Do you follow the moon? Are you supposed to?
Do you know, like, this full moon means this and this full moon means that? I would love to know more about
it. Is that star signs?
Yeah.
Like is it astrology?
Astrology.
Is that what star signs are? Astrology?
Yes.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I'm not very educated.
I used to live with a lady, and she did an astrology course, and she could write your future program.
No, you can't write and future shit for me, bro.
She did one on me and everything's come true so far.
No, see, and then... And then when you hear that shit, I don't want to know. If you're telling me you know, I don't want that in my life. I don't want to know. Would you?
No.
I don't want to know.
But I always...
Because then I'm betting on that.
Well, then I always am like, are they just saying generic things? Like, you're going to get married and have two kids. Like, that's pretty stock standard stuff.
Is it, Kenneth? Is that
not
is
me? That,
is that stock standard? But I feel
like for like 90% of the population, it would work.
2.3 kids.
Yeah. Maybe a dog. I don't know. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Get your face close to the microphone.
You need to.
Sorry.
You're going to be so uncomfortable sitting like that for 45 minutes.
You gave me the stool. You could have given me the
comfy chair. No, that is the guest chair.
I am new here.
We don't want you to come back. So you're just a guest.
You come up tomorrow and there's like a big lounge. It says Sarah on it.
No.
Yes, I did.
Astrology. No, I'm joking.
No.
I did the trial and then I left and I was like, oh, I really.
Who took the class? Tell me about it. Do you remember?
I think you took the class.
Was it the best?
Obviously, memorable.
Ella was there. Remember.
Who was there?
Ella. Yeah. So this is another weird thing that happened. I did Mums and Bubs yoga. And Ella did Mums and Bubs yoga. And one day we sat next to each other. And she was telling me how she did CrossFit. And she was a chef and all this stuff. And I was like, I love you. And I went home to John and I was like, I met this girl and I need to be her friend. And he was like, you're a psycho. And like I helped, Danica helped me find her on Instagram. Wow. And everything. And then anyway.
I thought you and Elle had a relationship before here.
From Mums and Bubs yoga the two times.
The two times.
Two times and that was
here
it.
Here I was thinking that they were like besties before here.
Sarah thinks they were.
Oh, okay.
In my head, I was planning it. What's that word?
Kind of like Candace when she saw me walking around.
Yeah, exactly.
We're just not as good as CrossFit.
Don't pretend you didn't see me, mate, up in my little shed.
No, I don't pry into people's lives, Candace. I don't pry into people's sheds.
But Ella Kay, she was like, I think you left and you were like, there's a new girl here, Sarah. Go and make her feel welcome.
I said that to Elle.
Yeah. And she came out and she was like, it's you.
Oh,
and
cute.
We had like a hug and stuff.
I remember that. You know what I thought at that moment? Well, this bitch go and join.
She goes,
yeah. I was like, give me the money.
Yeah, because that's when you had, so Jay was with me for the whole class.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It was really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then I just left and I was like, I really want to join, but I don't know what to do. And I messaged you.
Text messaged me.
Yeah.
Back when I used to put my phone number on things.
Yeah.
Now I hate it when people message
times
me.
Have changed. Yeah. She's not even in the members group anymore.
I haven't been there for many, many moons.
And then you called me and then we set it all up.
And then you...
And here we are.
And that was, I think that was in November and I was going back to work in the February and I remember having a conversation with you and I remember your face like so much. And I was like, I'm just going to do it until like January until I go back to work because I won't be able to like spend time with Liam, obviously, and go to work and do all the things. And you were like,
I was like, in my head, I was like, we'll see, motherfucker. We'll see.
And now you can't get rid of me.
Yeah.
But you think, I wish it was February again.
That's very funny. Yeah. I like when I meet with people, I like them to keep holding on to whatever they're going to hold on to because they don't trust me yet. They don't know me.
Yeah.
If I was to say to you, no, you'll keep going, you'd be like, who the fuck do you think you are telling me to keep going? Like, okay, you keep coming for 2 months or 3 months and you'll stop then. That's a good idea.
And then you went back to work in the Feb.
Yeah.
Yep. Did you keep training?
I did keep training.
Unbelievable that you can make time for so many things.
But you know, like I was still in like that mum guilt phase that I would rush to pick Liam up from daycare so I could bring him to the gym with me instead of...
So he could sit and watch you at the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because in my head I was like, well, he's with me so I don't have anything to feel guilty about. But now I'm like, he would have had much more fun at daycare playing with his friends, being stimulated.
Yeah, it's always been a bit of a funny thing, the old mum guilt. Hey, a lot of people I know have done that or like they can't possibly train in the afternoon because they can't possibly leave their child for an extra hour longer.
Yeah.
Probably where they're going to have more fun so their psycho mother isn't going to yell at them.
Yeah.
Because she's unhappy because she didn't go to the gym
and
didn't have time for herself.
It's funny, isn't it?
It's all about quality, man, not quantity.
But even when I had Ami same thoughts straight away.
Wow.
It was like I was like programmed for it. So weird. And it's something that I have to fight like really, really hard for.
Still.
Even last week, Kirby offered to take the kids when I was training. And I was instantly like guilty. And I was like, no, like I should be with them. But they were just going to sit in the kids' area and play and probably scream at me. And I would probably get like cranky over something where they can go hang out with their auntie and their cousin and have a great time.
Have a really good time.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So.
Rick's here. He's just talking
our
shit.
Our neighbor's here and he can hear us talking, but he doesn't know what we're doing.
He has no idea what we're doing. And he's half. He's also half deaf, so that's... He's having a protein ball.
Stealing things from our shop.
Yeah, he didn't know which direction it's coming from because he's half deaf, so he could hear talking, but he doesn't know where from.
Oh my God.
He's still okay. Talking to us.
Not got the hint. We have headphones on and microphones.
It's coming.
Oh no, Ricky.
We're going to have to pause this and we'll get back. We'll get back to you.
It's not safe.
It's not safe,
we're,
Ricky.
We're recording.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, karaoke. We're singing some karaoke. Yeah. Well, not now that you're ruining it for us. We'll sort it out for you. Goodbye, Ricky.
Wow, wow, wow.
That's very funny. Well, I don't edit these things. I'm not going to start now, so.
Sorry, everybody.
That's Ricky. He owns a motorbike shop. Yeah. It's a very lovely man.
It's very funny.
Very funny. Anyway, what were we up to?
Ami, mum guilt.
Yes, mum guilt. Mum guilt is so, yeah. It's just such an interesting thing, and I want to know where it started. Is it nature or nurture? Is it because it's the way we were raised? Is it because friends, like, put the idea in your head even before you have a kid? Is it because your mum put it in your head that that's how you're supposed to be? You know what I mean? It, like,
yeah.
Or is it built into us?
Well, Eliza and I have spoken in depth about this a lot.
And
I think mine is from my mum not being the perfect mum. Mm. So, and like, there is no such thing as a perfect mum, but not having like that strong mother figure, I make up a perfect mum and the perfect mum.
So then
mum,
you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so she doesn't like, exist.
Yeah. So you're like, I didn't have this, so I'm going to make sure I double down on this.
Yeah.
To the point where it's detrimental to your mental health.
Yeah.
Crazy, hey.
It's insane.
So it? I would say that that is definitely more nurture.
Nurture.
Not nature. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, yeah, bugs me. Because, like the thing that we focus on here is, you know, women being as healthy in all of the ways as they can.
Yeah.
And then they're not willing to give themselves, like, that one extra hour in their day to take care of them.
Yeah.
Because they have to pick up the kids or what,
have to.
Whatever. But they've just made that up in their head that that is a necessity.
Yeah, definitely.
That child would be so much more beneficial, so much more of benefit with them for that hour than with their friends or in the care of someone else or whatever.
It's crazy.
Or in the care of their dad or, you know.
Yeah, and like partner. I used to always bring Liam to the gym. Yeah. Do you remember? Like I couldn't leave him at home with John. And John's a great dad. Like they would have so much more fun together. And so many times John was like, leave him here.
And I was just
like,
about to say, did you and John ever argue, like fight about that type of stuff?
No, I think like...
Did he think that you didn't trust him?
No, he knew it was all... I think he knew it was all me. And I think like he knows when to push and when not to push. And I think at that stage, if he had pushed, I just wouldn't have gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have like said, no, well, I'm not going then.
I'll stay with a child.
Yeah.
I'll here. Stay.
Yeah. With the two of you.
He's like, fucking get out.
I'll be pissed about it as well.
Stomp around the house the next hour.
But I read something when I was doing my pregnancy and postpartum course. And you know how it's all about like, oh, be good to yourself so you can care about other people. You know, like mums always say that. And in the course, it said, be good to yourself because you're a person and you deserve it.
Mm.
Not because you need to care for somebody else. And that really sat, like, that stuck with me.
Yeah.
Because everybody deserves, like, self-care and everything like that.
Yeah, for sure.
So
good segue into when did you when you first started training here, did you know that you wanted to be a trainer?
Yes. So I'd already done my Cert 3 in fitness by then, and it was something that I'd wanted to do for maybe like a few years.
You were pregnant, before all of that sort of stuff?
Yeah, so it would have been, I think I registered for my Cert 3 maybe like 6 months before John and I got married.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like 5 years ago, mm-hmm. four years ago, around that timeline. I just didn't have the balls to do it. I was too scared.
To do what?
To like throw myself into a new career
that
I didn't know if I could do.
And then so you had a kid. You had another kid.
Yeah.
Was it ever your plan to go into it again? Or was it always in the back of your mind?
So when I had Liam and when I went back to work, it like really threw out my anxiety, like my postpartum anxiety again. And I used to cry every Sunday night, the thought of having to leave him to go to something that I wasn't happy at. And I had like multiple panic attacks. And I was like, there has to be more to life than this. And then...
How long did that go on for?
Probably like 3 months before Amy was born.
Mm.
I remember sitting down with John and having a conversation. I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do all the things. And he was like, fucking do it. Like, go. Like, do all the things. And he was so supportive. And yeah. So we had a plan. And then the plan was like, I was going to do my Cert 4. I was going to do the Girls Gone Strong pregnancy and postpartum. I just didn't know where I was going to end up. So my plan was to do it all. I might have to go back to work and I might not. And one day John got home and Amy was born. And I said, I'm not going back. And he was like, okay, cool. So yeah.
Fucking legend. I love John.
So yeah.
And then what happened?
So then I finished my Cert 4 and then I had to do my prac. So I spoke to you about doing my prac here and then I was like, I really want to intern here, but I don't know how to, do it. And I was like, I'm doing my level one. And you're like, yeah, cool. Like, fucking bitch, ask me.
Want me.
And then.
Doing my level one. Oh, good job.
Yeah. You're like, you should have done that before your Cert 4. And I was like, cool. And then I was like, I'm going to do it. I had a big talk to Ella about it. I was like, I'm going to ask him. And she was like, you should 100% ask them. And then I was like, I'm going to do it. And then I got a text message from Candace and she was like, hey, can you come in and chat? And I was like, oh, God.
Yes. Yeah. Can we just confirm that you never asked us?
Never asked.
But everyone told us.
In the background, we had already.
We knew.
That
you told everyone that you want to work here, but you don't have the balls to fucking ask us. I don't like doing what we did. The only reason we did it is because
we were stuck. I know. We were very stuck.
No, that's not the reason. I would have worked myself into death.
I wasn't prepared to do that.
We have your solution and we have an okay solution. Let's go with that.
I don't do what we did, Sarah.
It was pretty cool.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, Candace was like, oh. I was like, do you reckon? Do you think so? Do you think she's going to be all right? Candace is like, yes.
And then he was like, she's yours. Like, yeah, you that's what I have said. To look after
I was like,
her.
She's your fucking baby.
Your
if
responsibility.
She fucks it up, it's on you.
And now you both get to share me.
Very funny. Yeah. So Candace texts you.
Yeah. And was like, can you
come in?
Yeah. She was like, oh, we're having a little like learning meeting or something. And I was like, she was like, can you make it? And I was like, yeah. And it was like that night. And then she was like, actually, can you come in half an hour before I want to speak to you? And I was like, oh, fuck. Yes, I can. And yeah.
And then I was sitting on the couch. This is when we had a couch inside. I was talking to the current staff. And then all I hear is this.
That was Candace.
That was not me. I've never made that noise in my life.
Everyone that I was talking, there was like three or four staff in front of me. And I'm like, someone just got a job offer. Don't worry about it. Keep listening.
Be cool, guys. Be cool.
This is very
I really
funny.
Wanted her to cry, but she only cried a little bit.
Yeah, only a little bit.
I'm sure she cried a lot later on.
Yeah, maybe.
I was very happy.
Did you cry?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
Probably the next day when it all sits in.
Mm. No doubt.
Sits in. But yeah.
And the rest is history. She's weaseled her way into our lives good and proper.
And I've got so many jobs here now. It's so good. It's going to be so hard to replace me.
Hey, what about?
She's like, they can't find me because I do a little bit of half an hour of everything.
And then I was like, hey, what about? And then what if? What do you think about? And she was like, yep. The right answer is yep.
Yeah.
She's saying the right things. But yeah, you're doing great. Doing and you've only just started last couple of weeks. Second week of CrossFit classes now?
Yes.
Big girl classes?
Yes.
Put you through hell? Took it like a champ?
A lot of fun.
For everyone.
A lot of nights of, why am I doing this?
Is this the right decision?
And I was like, you'll grow from this. You'll grow from this.
So much growth. So much little time. So little time. But yes, killing it. And what else are we going to talk about with her?
I actually wanted to rewind all the way back. How much time we got?
Let me see. 30.
We good. We good. Get comfy, guys.
Settle in.
So when you started here, you'd already been training, but like take me all the way back to when you first started exercising as an adult.
So I did a lot of like Globo Gym, but like body step classes. I was mad for the body step classes.
Oh, yeah.
Loved no, them. Before you started exercising, she said.
Oh, like how did you start? Like how did you start exercising? Like why did you start? How did you start?
Like I was always a big kid.
Get closer to your microphone. I was just about to ask, you weren't a sporty kid?
No, we played nippers and netball.
You didn't play nippers? She was not a sporty kid. You don't play nippers, bro.
We played nippers.
Just see her walking around, nip. That is not the nippers. Okay, anyway, yeah, sorry. So you played nippers.
My dad was very involved in the surf club.
Are you sure?
So we did. Yeah, so I did nippers.
There it is.
And I did everything up until I didn't get my bronze medallion, but I did my SLSC. Mm-hmm. So it's like the one before.
Mm-hmm. But makes sound like you know more what you're talking about, dropping those acronyms.
Yeah, abbreviated something. So. But I was like always a larger kid, like always.
Always.
For as long as I can remember.
Really?
Yeah. And I remember even like being in nippers and like you're always in your togs. And I remember I used to get the worst chafe.
Aww.
Oh, so bad. And nobody else got
chafe. I feel so sorry for kids that get chafe because they don't painful. Know how ridiculous they look when they're walking either.
Yeah.
So they're walking with their legs real wide. They look like they're in so much pain.
It's so painful. And then you would try and hide the fact that you had chafe because only like big thighs get chafe. So you'd let them rub together even more because the worst chafe. Yeah. So
that's sad. So nippers and then what?
Nippers and then nothing went. Oh, I played soccer for a little bit. Got
too much chafe.
Played left back. Got most improved for the year.
Oh, cute.
Job well done. Thanks for turning up. and then nothing for ages. And then I went to...
Academic? Were you a good little student?
I think I was until like I was like a teenager where I didn't have to do anything anymore. So I just... plotted by. And then I started going to just like a women's only Globo Gym, lots of body step classes. I moved.
Why did you start that?
I don't know. I think the lady I was working for at the time, because I was a nanny. No, it must have been before that because I was already going. I don't know why I went.
What was your goals?
I didn't really have, well, obviously to be thinner. It was always to be thinner. I just couldn't understand how to do it. And I used to go and really enjoy it. Like I'd set my alarm for like 5:30 in the morning and be at the 6 o'clock class, but then I'd go home and go back to bed. Because I liked the people at the 6 o'clock
class. I was just about to say, why did you just do a later class, man?
And then I'd go home and go back to bed for 2 hours. Nice, so just lazy, but not knowing it.
How overweight were you in these early adult years? I'm assuming early adult years.
Yeah. So I think like I was like at least 20 kilos heavier.
Yeah.
Like I'm very short. I'm only 160 centimeters.
Why do you look down when you said that? I'm only 160 centimeters. Checking out your legs like.
They're good now.
Fair.
But yeah, so I think I was in the 80s for a long time and then I stopped weighing myself because it just made me sad and I just eat more.
Yeah.
So didn't really, So I did that for ages and then because I moved to Perth And my friend was doing PT with this girl and she had amazing results with her. And she was like, oh, they worked out of a good life or something. And she was like, oh, they do small group training. You should give it a go. And it was one of those advertisements like, we've only got 10 spots. And I was like, quick, I'm
like nine now, yeah. Motherfucker.
I was like, quick, go. And I started this small group training and there was a really good trainer. His name was Petto. He was from like Sweden or something. But they took their small group training at wherever, like a Globo gym, and they made their own gym out of it. And I went there for a while. And I think it wasn't until my dad passed away and we started doing like a bit around nutrition and actually understanding it that I was actually like, I'm in now. I understand it. It's actually not that hard. Like, it's not hard to work out. You just have to sacrifice stuff. So, yeah. So I lost 20 kilos in maybe like 9 months or something like
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you started looking at nutrition when your dad passed away?
Yeah, I think just after he passed away.
Was that because of your dad passing away you looked at it? Or is that just like...
I think it just coincided and yeah. I think I needed something to like focus on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And how old were you then?
Would have been 6 years ago. So like 26? No, 27? I don't know. How old am I? 33.
27.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20 kilos is huge.
Yeah.
So how'd you do it? What's the secret? Did you take a pill?
What's
the magic pill?
Oh, my God. John used to get so angry at me, though, because before I did that, I would be on every other diet. Every other diet.
So you've done them all?
Oh, I've done the soup diet. I've done the grapefruit cleanse. I've done... What the first time John went to Ireland when we were first together, I was like, I'm going to be so thin when he gets back. I'm just not going to eat for 4 weeks.
How'd that go?
It worked really well.
That's a good diet. Did you pass out and then eat an entire cake? Or?
Oh, my God. So much shit. Yeah, so I tried like every diet and I was like, and in my head I was like, I am just meant to be.
I was going to say, did you believe that that's just who you were and how you were going to be forever?
Yeah, and the amount of times I went to the doctor to get my thyroid checked.
Really?
And they gave me that other, what's the weight loss medication?
And Duramine.
Duramine. And
legal speed.
I was like 23.
Fuck.
And I was a head case. And I remember starting so many fights with my friends over nothing. And I was just like on crack the whole time.
Cleaning as well. Yeah. It's just
insane. Lost like 3 kilos. And then I was like, sweet, I can eat Maccas every day. Like, just so messed up.
So you thought you were going to be like that forever.
Yeah.
And then you started looking at nutrition.
Yeah. And we just did, they followed like if it fits your macros. And
this is a small group training that you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we used to have to send like a screenshot of MyFitnessPal every night to the head coach. And he was like, I just want you to do this. And he was like, they had one of those weigh machines that you stand on and it tells you like your body fat percentage and stuff. And he was like, this is the calories that you want to be, that you need to be on. And I remember it was like 1670. And I remember thinking, oh, that's so much. Like, because every time you log on to MyFitnessPal, it's like 1200.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, that's so much. That's so much. And then, yeah, and it was just 40% protein, 30% carbs, 30% fat. And I just had to send that to him. And it was probably like 2 weeks in, I was like, I'm actually eating a lot of food. Like, I'm not that hungry. I'm just not eating shit anymore. So it was really cool. But every time, because you'd get the scan done every month and they would up your calories a bit. And I used to like secretly cut the calories back because I was like, I can't eat more. And it wasn't until like I started like, oh, I want to back squat this much. He was like, well, you got to eat your calories. And it wasn't until that I was like, oh, so yeah, it was really cool.
That's a really cool little transformation there.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did you find, so it took you 9 months. Did you have many, what people would call slip ups in that time?
I think I was pretty like the way that I started doing it was like, well, in fairness, they did like a raw cleanse to begin the 2 weeks of macro and I lasted one day of that and I was like, I'm probably going to fail this as well. But I was like, just focus on the calories. And then he was like, you need to stop eating out as much. And I was like, okay. And because on the weekends, John and I would go to breakfast and then we'd probably get something for lunch and then like have takeaway for dinner. And I was like, okay, I started really simple. I'm just going to make sure that I make my own lunch on Saturdays. I was like, I feel good. This feels good. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to make sure that I make my own lunch and dinner on Sundays. And I like slowly did it that way. And then we went like, and then it just turned into Sunday breakfast. We would go out and everything else would be mainly homemade.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it wasn't like a big chuck in.
And what made you, because that's something that we try and get people to do is like small sustainable habit switches. So what made you know that that was a good idea?
I don't think I did know, but I was still young and wanted to party and go out and everything like that. And I couldn't do both, but I wanted to do both. So I had to try and make it work.
Yeah. That's very cool. So 20 kilos in like 9 months, that's pretty huge.
Yeah.
Did you notice the physical changes, not how you looked, but in what you were doing in day-to-day life? Basically I'm asking, could you feel the 20 kilo difference
in your day-to-day life? Huge.
Yeah.
The job I used to do, we used to do like a lot of walking, and in Perth it's really, really hot. We'd go like into industrial states, and I used to have to wear bike pants under my work skirt because I would get like really bad chafe and stuff like that.
Long-term problem, this chafe, hasn't it?
Now it's on my ass from the butterfly sit-ups. But I remember the first like hot day I didn't have to wear bike pants, and I was so happy, and I was just like, this is like so good, it makes me feel really good.
And that makes it all worth it, those little life things that make a big difference.
Yeah. And I remember like I used to train at 5:30 in the morning and I would just roll out of bed and go, whereas before I would have no energy to do anything. So it was really cool.
That is very cool.
Yeah. And then with Liam, I put on a lot of weight again. I think I put on like 25 kilos or something like that. Like I was definitely over the 80 kilos. And then lost that again, which was cool. And then Amy, I put on a lot of weight and I'm close to what I was pre-babies, but I don't even care anymore. Do you know? Like some of the clothes that fit me, like didn't even fit before I have kids, fit now because like I'm a different shape. And I think changing the mindset of worrying so much about like, I want to be 60 kilos, I want to be 60 kilos. And then being so defeated like every time you step on the scale and you're not there. And it's like for my goals, what I have now, being 60 kilos, I'm probably never going to be. So, and I'm totally fine with that.
Do you still look in a mirror every now and then and are surprised what you look like compared to how you used to look? Is that still like that?
I think
Or did you go through that?
Yeah. Like when you're walking past a shop and you're like, you're like, oh, that's me.
Yeah.
But I think that when I get, like when my anxiety is really high, I see myself as old Sarah.
Yeah, wow.
So I really have to talk myself into like, you're not. And if you are.
When you say that, do you, because I've not experienced that before, do you actually see yourself as being that literally see that?
Yeah, you see like parts of your body that. Yeah.
You like pick on things harder.
Yeah.
Like you like see your old flaws, but then make it way larger than they actually are.
Yeah.
Or just focus solely on that thing.
Yeah. And I think when I started doing nutrition with you, I was quite anxious at the time.
Mm.
And I remember one of the photos I sent through, I was like, this is just pointless. Like, I'm never going to, like, be – I'm never going to get to my goals. And I remember sending you through a photo and I was like, that has to be Photoshopped. Like, did I Photoshop it? Like, do you know those things? And I was like, no, it's because you work hard and, like, and you do it. So it's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think it's, like, noticing what's happening and then being able to talk yourself around of it.
What do you think if you could give – because I think people probably don't realize like that you've done all of that because they've only ever known you as
pregnant.
This,
not
knowing that you have lost a lot of weight by yourself, essentially. What would be something that you would say to someone who's struggling with that, like who is stuck in old Sarah land?
I think it's not going to happen tomorrow, but that makes it cool because you have to work for it, because if it happened tomorrow, you wouldn't want to hold on to it too much. And I just think the biggest thing is like, if you're struggling, ask for help. Do you know? It doesn't like, if you're struggling at turning up to the gym, if you're struggling at like not consuming Maccas at night, something like that, there are so many people out there to help you. And once you're vulnerable enough to ask for help,
and admit it firstly to yourself and then having to admit it to someone else.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just got to get it out of your fucking stupid brain.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not calling anyone stupid.
stupid. But like,
we need to have a disclaimer at the start of the episode. This we're not talking about you.
But I think that's such good advice, is asking for help.
Yeah.
Because so many people either have like an ego or a pride thing and they're just not willing to like put it down, like put down the guard and be like, I need help with this.
Yeah.
I actually feel this way.
Yeah.
It's like, that's where it like, when you say that stuff out loud, that's when the problem seems smaller straight away. The issue is like, so in like the whole, here comes a quote, our problem shared is a problem halved. Like, it's so true, hey?
100%. Yeah. And even like when I started nutrition with you, like I know how to lose 20 kilos in myself, but I needed somebody there to keep me accountable.
Yeah.
And like I played with the idea for a few weeks and I was almost like a bit ashamed to like say, okay, I need help now. And then I was like,
interesting.
The only person it's hurting is me. Nobody else cares what I look like. Yeah. Like nobody else has my goals. So, yeah.
It's very good. Very good advice. I like that one. Let's talk about Candace now, unless you got any more questions for Sarah.
No, I don't. Done with you. No, I'm kidding.
Thank you.
We could pick on.
Should I leave?
No. No, you have to stay and pick on Candace now too. Because it all coincides. The thing that we're about to talk about, which Candace has told us both, it all coincides with this conversation. What do you got coming up on the weekend, mate?
I have a little weightlifting competition.
See how she rolled all those words all together? A little weightlifting competition. It's just little, is it? Just a little comp?
Yeah, if we pretend it's little, it stays little, you know.
She has earned the right to compete at states for weightlifting, which is very exciting.
Yeah.
That's going to be, where is that going to be?
In Brisbane at Cougars.
Yeah. Cougars weightlifting on Saturday.
Maybe.
Afternoon.
From 3 onwards.
Get your tickets out.
Fuck off. I'll put the lead down below. And you, for weightlifting, you have to stick to a weight.
Yeah, so you have to lift in a body weight category.
Mm.
You have to qualify in that category.
Yeah. So what are you at, big girl? What's your category?
Under 71.
So she's in the 71. I feel like it should be called 71 and under, but it's called the 71 kilo category. I'm like, so
I'm under 71.
Yeah. I'm less than that. And you're lifting of an evening or a nighttime and weighing in the early afternoon, which you did a few weeks ago. And what were you?
More than 71. 71 and over.
Not ideal.
And my face was like, oh, fuck.
Oh, no. And then you realize that you had to maybe just watch.
Shed a little bit.
Maybe just watch what's going on in the old face.
Yeah.
And what was your first thought?
So stupid because I do this for a fucking job. My first thought was like, just extreme things like I'm gonna have to go and sit in the sauna every day, or I'm gonna have to like cut out carbohydrates completely, or I'm gonna have to like stop eat. Like, it was just crazy.
And I'm assuming it didn't last for very long. That was first thought. And then you talked yourself off the ledge going, hang on a second,
you know what to do here.
This isn't the advice I give out. and then what was your thought? Like, what did you realize you actually had to do?
Just cut down a little bit. Yeah, like, so I have just stopped eating so much chocolate at night.
So you've cut that down and stopped.
I've like halved it. I've not even stopped it. I've just halved what I would normally have.
What are you fucking eating? How much? How much fucking chocolate are you talking
just
about
like
here?
I need to be big.
Yes.
These gains don't come from no chocolate, obviously. So you cut down half the amount of chocolate and then just stopped a little random.
Yeah,
picking.
I pick a lot. I do get very hungry. Weightlifting is like, makes me into a food monster. Like, I'm so hungry and I pick a lot. Like, if I'm cooking dinner or making lunches for the next day, like a little bit of cheese, a little bit of chicken, you know, just like having a little bits of everything.
No, I don't know how to have a little bit of cheese and a little bit of chicken. I don't
like make your entree of nachos like while you're making dinner, which is like a chicken salad.
Yes.
So you've stopped those,
so just being mindful of those things and not doing them.
And then you've been weighing yourself at the time that you would.
Yep.
And you are
I've down like a kilo and a half in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. So yeah. You'll be under for
probably be a little bit too light now, yeah. But that's okay. One extreme to another.
Just from reducing the same thing you're currently eating.
Who would have thought?
Just pulling it back a little bit. Yeah. No extreme diets.
And eating out, I think, is a big thing. Like, we don't eat out a lot, but it would always be probably twice a week we'd get something, like whether it's breakfast, croissant on Sunday. I've not had that for a little while. Just getting rid of those extra things that I don't need.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's pretty interesting, isn't it? That even you, with your knowledge and understanding of how everything works, and your brain still went to that extreme.
Yeah.
So that's, again, don't know if it's nature or nurture. It doesn't fucking matter. I think it's relatively built into us to go, right? And I think that's why challenges work, right?
Yes.
Because it's so extreme. It's like, oh, that looks good. I know that if I do that for 8 weeks,
going to work.
It's going to fix my problem.
And I think they work because there's a time frame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, for a long time, I was like, I just have to eat well until Friday.
So weird.
Like, and then I can go balls to the wall.
Yeah.
So it's the same with like challenges. I just have to eat well for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Like,
and I guess it's the same with all the other little tricks, like the weight loss, Duramine, whatever it's called. And then all of the millions of supplements that are out there that advertise for people to lose, like help lose weight. It's just our little silly animal brains that think that that's the thing that we need.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then do you think that they're doing all that they can?
Yeah, I do.
You think that most people who jump on the quick fix stuff, do you think that they already think that they're doing everything else that's in their control correctly?
Yeah.
You?
No.
You don't think they think that?
I think that people look for the easiest option that's going to give them the results, the quickest.
Yeah. Yeah. But so not the hard thing.
I've done all the things, and the easiest thing is to eat right and move your body.
Yeah.
I disagree. I think people.
Well, let's fight.
Because it's like, I'm out.
No, this people, is fun. Yeah,
I'm done. I think people don't. Don't know enough to know what they're eating. Like, they're not being conscious enough of what's going in. So what they remember that they've eaten, they think is the best thing. Like, we know that food is so underreported.
Yeah.
When you ask someone to recall their day of food, they like undercut it by about 1,000 calories on average.
That has always blown my mind. Yes. Maybe it's a little bit from column Sarah and a little bit from column Candace.
It's very diplomatic of you.
Yeah. Well, someone's got to be the fucking diplomat here. Either way, it sucks. And I feel like it's something that I want to bang my head against the wall repeatedly over and over again.
Me too.
Because it's what we do. And it's not, we all say this often as well, that it's not easy, but it's simple. Like,
yeah.
Like you said, you're like, oh, like when you realize what you had to do, it's like, it's a simple concept. Like,
yeah.
It's, you can put it into practice. It just sucks. Like,
yeah,
it's just not fun.
It just doesn't even suck for that long. It just sucks because it's overwhelming at the start. Yeah. And then you realize like, oh my gosh, I can eat this. Like, do you know, like, this is delicious. Why haven't I made this every night for the past 3 years? Do you know, stuff like that.
I'm so fucking simple. I don't even need delicious, man. I'm so fine with microwave vegetables with a bit of salt and pepper on it. You don't eat that ever. Do you not eat that ever?
I put microwave vegetables in my Gomez to chunk it up so I don't get the chips. Good girl.
Proud of you. That's the other thing I've been doing is adding an extra bag of veggies to everything.
Oh, it just fills you up.
You've been dieting. Yeah.
Because you just get so full and you don't want to keep chewing broccoli. Like, you're like, okay, I've had enough of this.
And you're like, you literally can't eat anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, if people did that, they would notice such a huge difference.
Yeah.
So quickly.
Yeah. But it's not yummy.
It's not yummy. I mean, it's fine.
Except every time you eat broccoli, it's ridiculous. She sits there and she's like, fuck, I love broccoli. I'm like, no one loves broccoli.
I love broccoli.
You two are weird.
Oh, I love vegetables broccoli. So much.
Yeah.
Actually, she says that more than just broccoli. I love vegetables. Shut up. No one loves vegetables. Except for you.
I just, if you make it good, like.
I was just about to say, maybe you're just telling yourself that because you're on diet.
Okay, this has been my go-to.
Vegetables?
Potatoes in the air fryer.
Well, that's delicious.
With garlic olive oil.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hang on, wait.
Salt and pepper.
This is a person who doesn't go grocery shopping. The
olive oil flavor.
It's got garlic in it.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
It's really delicious. Buy some.
I'll tell Geordie to, yeah.
Like whatever meat is going, like chicken, cauliflower chicken from Coles is my current go-to.
Yeah, I love that.
Also in the air fryer. And then just a big old chunk of the kale slaw or the coleslaw from Coles.
So good.
A little bit of barbecue sauce, a little bit of aioli. Mix it all together.
Delicious.
Don't tell me that's not delicious.
It's so good. Try it with buffalo sauce.
Yeah, you and your buffalo sauce.
But you said you don't like salad, really. Though. Like you wouldn't get excited for a salad.
No, I like salad. When did I say that?
I remember you saying something about
she's
salad.
Like Hannah, she like holds
on the
something.
19th of June.
Yeah. I was like, I have a book of salads. Oh. I'm going to bring that in. She's going to love
it. I said for the question of the day the other day, like I'd choose the veggies over the salad. Mainly because they put the shit dressing on it. On the salads at pubs.
I would choose the veggies only because you get mashed potato and I like mashed potato better than I like chips.
See, I don't like mashed. What?
Mashed
potato. You like mashed potato more than chips.
Mashed potato at a restaurant. Because they put cream and butter and all the bad stuff.
Yeah, see, better I don't
than
really
chips.
Like.
Better
really
than chips
I don't,
at a restaurant.
I don't like mashed potato from anywhere. Like, I'll eat it.
But you wouldn't pick it.
No. Nah. Mash is not like, I think it's
I'm
going to
have that for dinner tonight, actually.
Mashed potato?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not interested.
Wouldn't come over for dinner.
I mean, like it was a free feed. I'm in, bro. But,
put
but
an onion in it.
Yeah, I do leek.
Oh.
Yeah, fry up some leek.
Yeah, see, I don't even know what that is.
It's like, I don't know what a fucking leek
what
is.
What is a leek?
It's like a big onion. It's like big
did I say what is? I don't care. I'm joking. Did I know I said what is, but I don't actually know.
That's okay.
That's all I had to say.
Yeah.
I just found that so interesting, and I thought that would be a really good thing to share with people, that number one, even people who know what the fuck they're doing struggle with those thoughts every now and then, and number two, this is actually what it takes to drop a couple kilos. Like it's not that much.
Yeah, it's not hard.
It's not that difficult. Like, you don't have to go to the extreme. I think that was cool to share, and yeah, we wanted the people to get to know the Sarah that hangs out here now too much.
Here all the time. On Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I'm here. You know what she said to me today? You want to know what she said to me? She's like, I'm working from 5.
I didn't say working. I said I am here.
I'm here from 5:15 to 7 p.m. And you want to know what I said? I don't know what you want. Do you want a fucking medal? Like, what do you want from me? She's like, just a good job is fine. I'm like, fucking good job, mate. Well fucking done. Welcome to the world of being a trainer.
Welcome to Contessa.
Now go and do some work.
Here's your swag.
No, you don't have to ever leave. Okay, so I believe that you have a question.
Yes.
And
we're forgoing our question.
Yeah,
we're forgoing
because apparently it's such a great question.
It's
not such
a great question.
Don't talk it down now.
But
you've
don't put it too high.
Okay, all right. Apparently it's a question that should feel enough for three questions.
I've heard this on another podcast, and I'm
just
dying
stealing
to know yours.
Oh, all God, right, I'm scared.
Hit me.
Your biggest gym fail.
As in like personally.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I've got
or
mine.
Professionally.
Personally, unless you've seen a better one.
I will start. Oh. No one saw this though, so I don't know if it counts, but I have chipped my tooth, my front tooth, this one.
Love that story.
When I first started CrossFit, but I was still training at like a Globo gym, I did a thruster and I hit my jaw with the bar so hard that I chipped off my front tooth.
It's good.
Did you
chip.
Make a noise when you did it?
I don't know what happened. Blacked out. Like, it was bad. It was so painful.
Did you wake up and there was people around you?
No, there was someone there. I was by myself.
That's a good one, eh?
That's mine.
Mine, people have heard before. So I'll share mine, but then I'll also share a member. I won't say who it was.
Do they still go here?
No, they don't still go here. She might listen to the podcast still, so she'll probably get a giggle. Mine was the rope climb, coming down off the rope, and the rope was on the ground. So it was just me and Candace training, I think, during COVID.
We were moving. There was shit everywhere. I don't know what we were doing. Yeah, it must have been COVID after we closed.
There was shit everywhere. And I was coming down off the rope. It's the rope that comes, like, drags along the floor. And I rolled my ankle so fucking hard. I heard it crack. And I've never broken a bone. I've never had stitches, like, apart from actual surgeries and stuff. Planned stitches. So I've never really hurt myself that bad. keep in mind that every time Geordie has rolled his ankles, I'm like, get the fuck up. Stop being a drama queen. Like, get up. You're being ridiculous. It's not that bad. Get up. Like, walk it out. That's how I respond to rolled ankles. And then when I did this and I heard that crack, I swear to God, I nearly shit myself from the pain. Like, that pain was something else. It was so extreme. It was
pretty dramatic.
It was like I dropped like a bag of shit. But also,
she jumped off that rope from so high.
I've never done that again. I dropped she like a bag of shit. She now
goes to like this far off the ground before she gets off. So safe.
Put your shoelaces on.
And all I remember is I'm rolling around on the ground like, ah, oh my God. I'm like screaming. And Candace walks over slowly. What have you done? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I am in excruciating. What are you done to yourself there, mate? Fuck. It was bad. But then I finished the workout. That instant pain is wild. Like, you, what your brain does to you. So that's mine. And then the members one. You know the pull-up bars, how we've got – I'll explain if you know this story. Yeah. The pull-up bars where we've got, like, one that's – high and low, but it's on the same one. So yeah. If you're on the high one, you have to face one way. And if you're on the low one, you have to face the other way. A very lovely young lady went on the low one facing the wrong way and went to do a Chester bar pull up. When she got to the top, because she pulled up so high, she smashed her forehead so fucking hard. The whole stopped. And I was like, in my instant thought was, she's dead. Like, she has brain damage now. There is no, because she threw it through her body. Oh, man. And she turned around and I was like, I looked at her. I'm like, are you okay? And she had a dint in her forehead. And she was like, I'm okay. Like, holy fuck. You need to go and sit down and get some ice. And you will not be moving for at least an hour before I decide what to do with you. And she was fine.
Oh my God.
So but cool. It was very frightening for me to see. So that was, I would say, a coach fail. Like, I did see it happen. Like, just before she did it, I was like, no! But I was too late. And then that happened. So.
That's so good.
That was a good one. What about yours?
I have many.
Do ya?
Well, I have, like, I have embarrassing moments. But I think my worst one was I rolled my ankle jogging on the spot. It gets better.
Were you here?
No, it was in Perth at the old gym I used to train at, and I was jogging on the spot and I rolled my ankle and I was so dramatic over it, I'd say worse than you. The trainer came and picked me up and walked.
Candace would never do that for me.
Like, okay. I could not walk on it. And walked me to like the corner. John had to come and pick me up. I couldn't drive. Like, it was so bad. I kept the ice on my ankle.
Were you crying?
No, I don't think I cried. Oh, maybe a little bit.
I was hoping you cried, so it made me sound less dramatic because I didn't cry. Did I cry? Maybe I did.
Maybe a little bit.
I mean, nah, I did not.
But I kept the ice on my ankle for too long. It burnt my skin.
Wow.
And I couldn't wear shoes for like a week or something. So I couldn't.
Jesus.
Because I took the, what's it, rice?
Too seriously.
Very seriously. I really wanted to get back
doesn't
to the gym.
Doesn't it say in the instruction it's like 20 on? 10, yeah, 10 or 20 like on, 5 off or some shit.
Yeah, too that's, long.
Yeah, that's silly.
The funniest part was John having to come pick me up though from the gym because I rolled my ankle.
I was like, oh, for fuck's sake.
So good. Have you got another one that you want to share before we wrap this up?
Just the fan when there was just Liam.
You make me sound like an asshole. I'm not.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I was doing something. Liam was like upset or something. And because
so he's a baby in a pram.
Yeah, he's a baby in a pram and it gets so hot in here. I bought a fan to put at the end of his pram.
Like one of those little portable ones you can clip on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make it cooler for him. And I went over to him and I got my hair it was over in that shed.
How long were you a member here?
Was not long.
Yeah, not long.
Okay,
not long.
But not context, long. You and I had known each other for a long time.
Because you were in a class environment.
Yes.
Where you and I had been friends for a long time.
But Candace was the coach.
Yes. And I got my hair stuck in the fan and it wouldn't come out. And all of a sudden, the whole class was around Liam and I and the pram. And I was like, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. This fan is literally hanging out of my hair. It was not fine. And Candace like came over and she like pushed through the group. She's like, what's going on here? And she was like, oh my God, I have to take a photo.
Did Tay end up having to cut it?
She came down to untangle it. I was like, just cut it out. It's fine. And everybody was still laughing every time. Candace started like coaching the class again. And every time she'd look up, she'd just giggle and keep walking. Fuck. And Tay came out and untangled it. And then I left and I called Kirby on when I left. And I was like, I'm never going back there again. It was so embarrassing.
The coach didn't help me. She just took photos and laughed. I helped. I got the hairdresser.
So, like 2 hours later, once I'd like calmed myself down, I get a picture, a message from Candace. And it's the pictures.
I have no recollection of that.
Of me.
She's like, yeah, she'll definitely want to see this. Let's I mean, I would have wanted to see it.
Oh, that's so yeah. good. Oh,
I'm
that's,
sorry.
No, don't be sorry.
That's so funny.
I would have done the same, mate.
I'm really nice, I promise. I care about you guys a lot.
That's very good. That's a good question. Thanks for finishing up with that one.
You're very welcome.
And thanks for coming on. Anything else you want to say to the people?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
She's here from 5:15 till 7. Tuesday.
Today only. She'll probably never do it again.
No, sometimes fine. I need to pick my children up, but that's cool.
Okay. Sometimes. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.